Mountain Men. Introduction by Peter Amsterdam.
In the symbolic language of spending time on the mountain, David presents four principles which apply to our spiritual life, but can in many ways be applied to our practical life as well. Number one, the principle of being alone with God in prayer and meditation, getting quiet and allowing Him to communicate with you. The symbolism of being able to see the light much longer on the mountain than when dwelling in the valley. The personal cost to taking that time, the effort necessary, symbolized by the cold and wind on the mountain, but also the payoff, the things you hear and see during your mountain time with God, which thrill you. Two, the principle of retreat from the hustle and bustle of life, as symbolized by the valley. The importance of not becoming overly encumbered by life's activities to where you forget your mountain time, your time with God, your time of refreshment and reinvigoration in the Spirit. Three, the principle of perseverance in following your dream or your calling, or anything you feel that God has shown you is worth doing. Realizing the cost of scaling the mountain of your dreams, the sacrifices one must often make in reaching those goals, the personal cost, but also the rewards of fighting through to accomplish them. Four, the principle of the pioneer. Having a vision to do something new, faith to believe it can be done, initiative to go ahead and try it, and the courage, the stamina, and commitment in order to bring it to fruition. Throughout history, important things have happened on physical mountains. Important things can happen in your history if you learn the principles of spending time on the mountain in spirit. Be a mountain man.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.